We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Phil, good morning to you. So I realize that not everybody's like me, but if they were, maybe they'd save a buck or two. My preference is to take a bus and a BART to the airport, but the key for me is how early my flight is. Sometimes I just can't do it since, you know, BART may not be operating that early.
Right, and the other part of your trip is you're willing to take a bus and then BART to go to the airport. In mass transit, one of the toughest things is what they call the 2 or 3 seat ride. If it takes you a bus to get to a BART station and then the BART station to the airport, that's a 2 seat ride, and that's about as far as people are willing to go. If you're getting into a 3 seat ride, well, you can pretty much ride it off. But what people are finding, and BART is finding and suffering from it, is that people would take the 1 seat ride. In other words, when they call up Uber or Lyft and find out how much it costs to get to a BART station, or they call up the app and then they find out how much it costs or to get to the airport, a lot of times they're opting to go to the airport, especially when it's a family or a group, and it's costing BART. Ridership to the international airport and San Francisco has dropped 10% since its high water mark in 2013. That's a $4 million loss. Oakland has dropped 6% in the last 2 years. That's a $619,000 loss. And the reason why that is, everybody in general should be a little bit concerned about this, is these airport connectors didn't come cheap, but they were at least supposed to be breaking even. And if these numbers continue like this, that could be a problem. We could wind up spending money to subsidize them.
You know, Phil, it sounds like one way that BART is trying to better compete here. You mentioned with a family of four, you get a spouse and a couple of kids and you're taking BART, it can get kind of expensive. So they're now offering somewhat of a discount, aren't they?
Yeah, they're offering a 25% discount for groups of two or more, and they're also putting it on a phone app to try to make it easier so you're not buying four tickets. You can buy one. It's a challenge because, I mean, that's, you got to get people to do it. And, you know, there's a new thing going on. It's called convenience. And it's interesting to note, like I said, when these connectors came in, the Oakland example was $500 million. Now, nobody expected it necessarily to make that money back, but the idea was that people were going to prefer that to roadways and come in from all around the Bay Area. Now, we're not only not going to pay back the capital costs, but the operating costs, and that's a drain on BART. But what transportation planners are learning, much to their chagrin, is that people are willing to get out of their cars. The problem is that rather than getting on mass transit, they're finding it easier and sometimes just about the same price to take an Uber or a Lyft. So instead of getting out of a car and onto mass transit, they're getting out of one car and getting into another. And if you want to see an example of that, you just go to San Francisco International Airport, where last year 8 million people opted to do that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.